The goal of Bedikas Chametz is to make sure that the house is no longer has Chametz in it. So part of the responsibility of a person when he does Bedika, after the Bedika, a person has to put the remaining Chametz, which he's planning to use to eat, to continue to eat, he has to put it away in a way that it's safe and it can't be get knocked around and moved around. Because I were worried about the possibility of little animals coming and moving it around also. So it has to be put away in such a way that you've protected it, that it's not going to cause you to need to do a new Bedika. There's brought that in a law, so that if a person would not put it away safely, so could be required to do another Bedika because the possibility of the Chametz being moved around. So a person has a chiyuv after the Bedika, whatever Chametz is remaining, to put it away in a box, etc., put it away in a way that it's going to remain intact. The Mora then talks about what you do in a situation where if a person did a Bedika and then he saw some little animal scurrying around with a little bit of Chametz, what chiyuv does he have in regards to redoing the Bedika, etc.? So, but the person has a chiyuv to put that away. That being said, so when we mentioned the minhag of putting down the 10 pieces of chametz, so, you know, we are creating a potential problem for ourselves that what's going to happen with those pieces of chametz if something gets lost, etc. So there are a few points about that. The Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is to put down not soft chametz, which will become make crumbs and leave make a mess. When you're putting it, you should put it down in a way that it's hard chametz. Some people obviously... The comparable solution is to wrap it up in something which keep it intact and won't get knocked around. The Machzik Bracha, the Chidosh, says that the pieces should be less. Each piece should be less than a kazayas, which means even if you lost a piece, since it's less than a kazayas, the Isra Bayir Bayimotze is on a kazayas, so if you did lose a piece, you're not going to be ever Bayir Bayimotze. That being said, so why am I looking for it? If it's less than a kazayas, why am I looking for this? Again, I have to look for things which I there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu and this by Yerah by Yemotze. So the Mora says a concept that even if each piece itself is less than a kazayas, if you could sweep them together and you'll end up with a kazayas, it's significant. So if we lose one piece, it's less than a kazayas, but altogether the pieces would add up to at least a kazayas, we have a chiyuv to look for these pieces. That being said, the Gemara says if it's just mamash, a crumb, crumbs are insignificant. We're not looking for crumbs. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for something that would be significant to a person. Usually the Paiskim suggests the size of a Cheerio. The Cheerio is smaller than a kazayas, but it's something that a person eats. It has a significance. So what you're looking for during the Bedika is something the size of a Cheerio. So you have to put down pieces of chametz which are at least that large. They should add up together to at least to be a kazayas, but each piece itself should be less than a kazayas. So the Bedika, so again, the point is that a person has, the few points over here this morning are, the person has to put away the chametz, whatever's left, in a way that it's safe. The person, when he puts out his 10 pieces of matzah, of chametz, has to put them out in a way that they're not going to create potential problems for himself. But the chiyuv Bedika is on something which is at least the size of a Cheerio, and together these pieces should add up to at least the kazayas, and that's what we're looking for in general. You're looking for Bedika, you're not looking for little crumbs. Little crumbs are not significant. Have a good morning.